Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to have with me, she is an expert used by trials. Really, she has appeared in trials all over the world as an expert witness. She has also been on television programs all over the country as well and around the world. And she's been with us before as well. It's my sincere pleasure to welcome Dr. Carol Lieberman to the program. Dr. Carol, welcome. Good to have you with me.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting, this royal family thing. I mean, some people are, I guess naturally kind of dispositioned to kind of move away from anything having to do with the royal family and some of that drama. But by the same token, there's a lot of intrigue as it relates to this whole situation, and certainly has been, I think, ever since Diana and what happened in her life. And now we have Harry and Meghan, and initially a lot of people perceived that Meghan was the new Diana. But I think that maybe is being dispelled.
I certainly hope so. For anybody who has watched even one of the episodes of the Netflix documentary, alleged documentary, so much of it is edited and use stock photos, and I mean, it's really the person who edited it deserves an award. But the reason why this whole they in general and this documentary in particular, but you know, the things certainly with the Oprah interview and things that we've seen already that have come out of their mouth really bothers me in particular, because I lived in London and I studied at Anna Freud's Hampstead Clinic, and I did research at the Maudsley Hospital. These are all in London. And my first terrorism book was published by a London publisher for their first anniversary of 7/7, which is their 9/11. And my more recent terrorism book won the London Book Festival Award. And so I went there for that. And I was on Good Morning Britain, and I just have all kinds of, I have my ex-husband was a professor at Cambridge. I mean, I could go on and on, and I won't take the time, but I'm just trying to say
a lot of personal interaction and involvement and relationship with either the royal family directly or individuals that are closely connected with them. So this is something that touches very close to home, as well as your own professional
Exactly.
Examination of the situation, analysis,
exactly.
Right.
And also, I mean, like, another thing is I'm the American ambassador of Kate's dress, you know, the sexy dress that Kate Middleton wore to, that got her to win, the Prince, because, it was in conjunction with my book, Bad Girls. And I talked about her as the quintessential good girl, mm-hmm. who used bad girl secrets to win her Prince. So anyway, that's enough to give a general sense.
Right.
And so. So I'm not just a casual observer, you know, a psychiatrist just sort of looking at them for the first time. And clearly there's a lot of psychopathology there. Their hatred for their need to put down, the royal family aggressively in the way that they have been doing. And, for Meghan, it has to do with, first of all, she's a malignant narcissist. But it had to do with when she went over to England, you know, when she was engaged to Harry and then married Harry, she had these, deep down, she had these hopes that, she would become the next Diana. That, you know, you're exactly right.
That's, right.
That she would be the crown jewel, so to speak, of the royal family. And when that didn't happen, you know, when her attempts to outshine them, you know, for example, there's something in the fourth episode where they show them taking their trip to Australia. And they say, well, this is when everything changed, you know, because when you look at all the pictures of the wedding, there were crowds lined up for miles,
right.
Cheering them on. And, you know, they had gotten a wonderful welcome. And so then they say, well, it all changed after our trip to Australia, because the royal family, got concerned that everybody was going to love Meghan and Harry too much or more than them. And so then they started putting things in the media, you know, putting, negative things out in the press.
Right.
And, you know, that really, is not the true story. In fact, there have been people who have come out and said that, you know, when they were in Australia, she didn't attend some events like for, that the children had, they had made presents for her, these children, and, she didn't go. She said she was too tired. I mean, there's all kinds of behind the scenes thing, but to watch their Netflix, you would think that it was the royal family who was jealous of them, when in fact they were jealous of the royal family. Prince Harry he wrote the book that's going to be coming out soon, as if we haven't seen enough. It's called Spare, because he always felt like he was the spare prince, you know, that William was going to be king and he was the spare. You know, if something happened to William, well, he's fifth in line, but still. So he was jealous of that. And so instead they're projecting onto the royal family their own jealousy, you know, their own feelings of ill will.
Really what this is the left's woke version of victimhood. I mean, they are literally playing out, we're the victims here of all of this. And it's just really an exaggerated version of two truly privileged people, who are trying to pretend as though they're the victims of others that are also perceived as privileged.
Yes, that's right. Like, there's a part where, they're given this, they're given a house to live in, and they complain about it because it's only on the grounds of the royal palace. It's not a big palace, or it's not big enough, or it's, they said, you know, the ceiling was low. I mean, seriously, I think a lot of people would switch with them to live in that small palace. You know, so all these things, it's just so ungrateful. Psychologically, one of the other things that I think is interesting is how, Harry, at the very beginning, I thought that poor Harry,
right.
he's a victim of Megan.
A victim of Megan, right. Right.
Yes.
Right.
You know, Megan pulled out all the stops to push his buttons.
Right.
And know what she needed to do and say and be like in order to get him to fall in love with her.
Right.
And she did all of that and she trapped him and so on.
The psychological games and using his own insecurities and right. playing on those and elevating those and all of those kinds of things. Sure.
Yes. And, so I thought, okay, you know, that's too bad. And, as time has gone on, I have realized that really, yes, she did, you know, play him and trap him and all of that, but he was sort of a willing, victim because, you know, he had all of this animosity that he didn't really express, but he had all this animosity towards his brother, his jealousy of his brother, his father. You know, he's furious at his father, as is typical of when parents divorce. The boy, you know, little boys are furious at their father for leaving their mother. And,
well, and the whole thing with Diane, I mean, let's be honest, it was a terrible situation. There were a lot of things. There's obviously always two sides to every occasion and every situation, but it's clear his liaison with Camilla was inappropriate, you know, and he really kind of left Diana in kind of a very cold and isolated situation, which was truly unfair to her because I think she really did have a good heart. I think she was a
Absolutely.
Good person. And she was trying to do good things with her position. And with, you know, I mean, what she did with the mines and the children and the orphans and bringing attention, you know, to some of the real evils in the world. I mean, there were a lot of really neat things that she did.
Yes, she was wonderful. Absolutely. And he was a scoundrel.
He was. I know. It's so bad. Oh my gosh.
He had been carrying on with Camilla before he married Diana, and then he just continued. And yes, he was a scoundrel, in regard to his marriage.
Right.
And Diana was, she did do all these wonderful things, and if she hadn't been distracted by Charles, you know, Charles' misbehavior, she could have done even more.
Yeah.
But, So getting back to Harry, so he's furious at his father for all of that, breaking Diana's heart.
Right.
And to some degree, he's angry at the palace sort of in general because, you know, there were all these rumors when Diana died in that crash, there were all these conspiracy theories.
Right.
About how it was the palace who orchestrated her death. Now I'm not saying I believe that, but certainly they were around a lot and they would have made Harry question whether any of this could be true.
Well, they didn't help. We're gonna get into our first break here in a second, but they certainly didn't help their cause. And there was certainly animosity that seemed to exist between the Queen and Diana. How real all of that is, we don't know. It seems to me that, you know, as we just mentioned, Charles was really the scoundrel in all of this. But, you know, that you can probably speak to the psychiatry of this because that's kind of a mom thing, right? It doesn't matter how bad your son is. I mean, we see that in society as a whole. Moms covering for sons that are doing things they shouldn't be doing and say, oh, that's my boy. He's so good. He'll never, no.
When, him.
Right. When in fact, you know, it's like, look, you know what? Discipline the kid. Okay. Discipline your son and get him on the right track for gosh sakes. All right. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Dr. Carol Lieberman, and I apologize. Let's leave that stuff in the green room and let's continue with our, with the rest of our conversation. So we have this situation with Meghan and Harry, and they've created this they've really tried to create a cottage industry around their own wokeness and victimhood. And she is an extremely strong advocate of the whole woke ideology. And yes, being a victim, I mean, she's relying on, she's multiracial, so that's gotta be a thing. There's just so much to unpack in that, Dr. Carol.
Well, yes, and that is really another thing that is very concerning, because, I mean, that is what, you know, I although I've called her and I still believe that she's a malignant narcissist, and she has various psychological problems. But I think she was crazy like a fox when it came to planning what her not just her victimhood, but, you know, what her platform was going to be, actually. Because you've heard that she said that she wants to run for president. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't, but it's not surprising to me. I mean, you know, wow.
Yes. And so, you know, I mean, I don't think it's likely she would be nominated for president. You never know these days, however. but, you know, she is running, you know, she planned, before she married Harry,
right.
that she was going to, you know, take her, being biracial and take that to the top, even though, you know, and even in their Netflix documentary, you see that as a child, she was quite privileged thanks to her father, who she doesn't even talk to or see, you know, who paid for private schools and all of this stuff.
Right.
But so she planned on using and is planning on using her being mixed race as being a spokesperson, you know, like the next Obama, basically.
Mm-hmm. I mean, or Evita, right? She may see herself as like an Evita. Wasn't Evita, right? The, what country was she?
I don't remember what her,
she was the president of one of the South American countries,
yes,
you know.
What did she use as her? I don't remember what she used as her.
Well, it's not so much the platforming as much as Meghan just seems to have this, as you said, narcissistic, unrealistic view of how she perceives herself, right?
Right.
And
how
so,
others perceive her,
right.
Yes.
And so, you know, Evita was somebody who, you know, was, I sort of kind of loved by her people. You know what I'm saying? And so Meghan
yes.
has this self-aggrandizing
yes.
view that everybody loves her and everybody, you know, should love her. And those that don't love her are just haters. And you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so that should sweep her. She's, you know, going to be the princess of America.
Yes, exactly. And Evita was this kind of femme fatale, you know, with all this, these fancy clothes and all of that.
Right.
So yes.
Right.
I
exactly.
Like that. Yes.
Yeah. See, I'll let you borrow that. You can take that and you can develop that and run with that, Doc. Yeah, that'll be good.
And everybody knows now that
we're
your idea.
Oh, shoot. So yeah, it's, well, I guess what is, as we bring this home, what is the lesson for us mortal people as we look at this situation? What should we take away from this?
Well, you know, we should take away that we should see the real, understand both of them and understand what they're doing and take away how this is not how you, how you should act towards your family, especially a family that has given you so much. Stop being so ungrateful and get one thing. Harry has been in therapy. You know, he flaunted that.
Right.
And really, he's the worst piece of advertising for therapy that there is. Because clearly it didn't take, he's like the Woody Allen of therapy, it didn't take with Woody either, and he had more therapy than Harry. But, you know, sometimes there are character flaws that you just can't. I mean, I do think Harry should get, real therapy, good therapy, psychoanalytically oriented therapy that gets to the bottom of all of these things that we've been talking about and more. You know, what is making him be like this? So he is speaking, he is using, the mouthpiece of Meghan to express all of this rage that he has towards various people in the royal family. And that is, you know, that's what he's getting out of it. Yes, to finish what I was saying before,
yeah.
He's not just this entrapped man by Meghan. He's actually, he you know, a light bulb must have gone on at some point.
He's a participant, right. He's clearly a participant and part of, he's decided that he's going to hold on to the steering wheel to some degree and drive along with her. and use all of this. And it's really a shame because at the end of the day, what they're doing is what the left wants to do, and that is to destroy all forms of institution. Any yes. traditional institution yes. is a target yes. of the left. And at the end of the day, folks, what we need to take away, I think, and realize from this is that Harry and Meghan is the left's perfect premiere for how do you destroy family yes. values? How do you destroy traditional values? And I'm sure that their whole world is just going to get weirder as we go on.
Do I have 30 seconds?
30 seconds. Go ahead. Yep. 30 seconds.
The culmination of all this is, how I believe, that Harry and Meghan's antics, you know, starting back a ways, at least from the time, you know, they got married, or from the time that they did the, Migsit, they killed the Queen. And I know that that's kind of, you know, people are taken aback, but what I'm talking yeah. about from a medical standpoint
right
is
here, broken heart.
The stress and the broken yep. heart. Yes, yep. exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's, to me, that's the worst part of
and,
the whole thing.
And that's horrific, and everybody's gone after her, and so many have taken pot shots at her. But those that knew her, who were close to her, have spoken so highly of her and what she did for so many years to really try to hold together and stand against so many onslaughts, including the attacks that have come against Britain and the UK that have turned it into a place that, you know, even from 20 years ago, I don't recognize, quite frankly. I really don't. She was the one constant, and it's a shame that they are being allowed to even destroy the memory of that and the damage and the harm that they did in hurting her heart is just really an atrocity. Dr. Carroll, thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a break. I'll be back on the other side. Arizona elections. Carrie Lake. I've got Michelle Swinnick. Carrie only has part of the story right. There is so much more corruption to be exposed in that election. We'll have it coming up.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I was late getting into the Zoom. And I made the unintelligent, no, I made the silly thought, I thought, well, I'm late getting in, so Michelle will be all ready, and she'll laugh at me, cause I was late. No. You cannot be later than Michelle. She won't allow it.
She will not allow you.
If you're gonna be late, she's gonna be later. It's just, that's the way it is. So, no, you know what, I used to have this, so I've been doing this 11 years now, but I have had some times during all of this, right, where you've got a window that's open, and it's been open for like an hour, and all of a sudden, you know those automatic videos that go off, folks, right, you know, it's like, dun, 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 here's the news. And you're sitting there and you're having this really intense conversation with your guest, you know, good intense. I don't mean like arguing, fighting, but you're on a good topic and all of a sudden there'd be this noise that would go off. Dun, 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 and you're going, what the heck? And I look up and of course, you know, I've got like 25, 30 tabs open. And now I'm looking, and normally what happens is at the top of one of those tabs, you have that little sound thing. There she is. You have that little sound thing going, right? So you can look at the top and go, oh, that's the one. But no. On these automatic ones that fire, they don't always do the little sound thing. So here you are punching. Close. My God, which one are you? Finally, you have to shut all of them. You're like, okay, fine. Now, the problem is you had some of those open because you were actually going to refer to them in the conversation that you're about to have, but now you can't because they're gone. You closed them. So, you know, there you go. That was so nice.
That's exactly what just happened.
Thank you very much. That's just lovely.
So anyway, everything is closed. You guys get nothing. Let's
talk about something
else.
Well, that's it. All right. So we'll see you. Thank you. Thanks for playing. Great to have you in the game today. No, there's not a consolation prize.
Hey,
there's
just, parks closed. Moose out front. Should have told
the
you.
Consolation
sorry,
is
sorry.
We're out of here. I don't know. So anyway, well, hi, Michelle. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Notice I have no hat on.
I know. I was gonna say we're hatless.
Yeah,
but the flag's still upside down. So that's
because the country's still a tyrannical disaster.
No. You don't Murka. Say.
Murka.
You don't no. say.
Yeah.
Bless
so
America.
Baby steps, right?
Like America.
Said, I'm actually like somewhat back together, but the country isn't. So, you know, let's work on that, guys.
All right.
Let's work
on
that.
So here's the deal. So Carrie Lake did file this lawsuit. So that's
that
a good thing.
Friday.
Right.
Friday she filed it. Yes.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. But, you're kind of, saying, hey, there's some evidence that's not on the table. Now I saw something. Yeah, a lot of evidence. I saw something that just popped up. This is dated December 14th. What are we on? We're on the 16th. So 2 days
we are
ago.
16.
2 days. So just 2 days ago. Carrie Lake gives critical update on the strongest election lawsuit in U.S. history. So she said in her video, my legal team has been working nonstop investigating and gathering sworn declarations from whistleblowers and witnesses.
Excuse me. You said nonstop. Go ahead. You said they were, she said they were, her legal team was working nonstop.
I think I have a tab open. There's some sound coming through. I can't tell what tab it is.
You know how I've been saying I'm not a fan of the attorneys, but that's okay. Keep going.
Our lawsuit exposes many of the issues that have plagued our election system in Arizona.
It's a start.
Okay. And have disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of Arizonans. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know that Election Day in Maricorruption County, she doesn't say that, but I'll add that.
I know, she should. She really needs to talk about
that. Was an absolute debacle. Oh, debacle. Sorry.
I love that. Oh, my God, look at the debacle.
Look at the debacle.
No, not a debacle.
You got to pop those. If you get a debacle, you better pop it. It's got all kinds of pus and junk in it.
Oh, you funny today. You're on this day.
You know what? Look, folks, so, the next little bit's going to be just kind of out there. This is it. I'm taking 2 weeks.
Oh, and I know. I kind of need to do that.
And I'm going to recharge.
Because you're gonna just replay this episode, you're gonna replay.
I'm gonna replay. If there's something that breaks that I think, oh, I gotta say something about this.
You'll jump on.
I'll pop in for a minute.
And
say something. Yeah, well, I can't afford to go anywhere.
Who can? Oh, speaking of, let me do this little tidbit.
Yeah.
So I was watching Fox News, the shows at night, you know, Tucker and Hannity and Laura. And I do that so you guys don't have to. I encourage you not to watch these shows, right? So I take the hit. I'll watch the Sunday shows so you don't have to do it.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for that. Appreciate
good
that.
Watch good content. Don't watch that stuff. I'll keep an eye on the bastages for you, okay?
Yeah.
So it was interesting because there was a guy from Rebel News, you know, the group up in Canada. And I don't know if they have an outlet here or not, but it doesn't matter. But they did great stuff with the truckers, you know,
some of the people that come on there are really,
they're good people.
Yeah.
They're good. One guy, he went over to, Moscow, Russia, right? Russia.
Oh brother.
And, this is good. So he went to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was loaded full. I mean, and these are products that we get here. I mean, there was milk for days. I mean, there wasn't a bare shelf anywhere. I mean, it was fully loaded. And do you know what they had chicken, they had beef, they had all kinds of steaks, they had rabbit, they had, like, you name it, they had it there. Guess what their, ground beef is per pound?
I have no idea.
$2.99.
Okay.
Okay, we're the land of beef. Okay, like we have all the beef in the world, or we did before they started sabotaging the food processing plants and the animals. But $2.99.
Okay. Well,
let that sink in, people.
I understand.
You don't think this is manufactured, please? All right, let's get to Arizona. Speaking of manufacturing,
well, can I just add something though? Please.
Yeah, my nose keeps running today.
One,
go ahead.
One, just do me a favor. Before you buy into, you're not going to go to Russia. You're not going to go there and they don't know where you are. You're not going to see anything that they don't want you to see. I'm just telling you, The pastor that I talked to in Ukraine actually has,
don't even get me started on Ukraine.
Actually has family that live in Russia. Cause he's from Russia. And what people are, what they're allowing to come out and what people are being allowed to see versus what the real Russian people are experiencing.
Sounds like here.
It's not the same. No, I don't, hey, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with the disinformation. I mean, why do we do the shows that we do, folks? Why do we even bother? Why do we do this? Why does TECN TV exist? We exist because mainstream media and even a lot of those that profess to be alternative won't tell you what's really going on. They won't tell you what's really going on. And that doesn't even mean TECN, you know, that we all agree, but we have free speech on this platform. We have free speech on this platform. And we discuss and debate ideas. I'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
In my car.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. God, we could do this for like forever. Now, I was telling Michelle my experience. I'll have to share it with you again. Maybe I have over the years, but my first experience there in Phoenix, Arizona, 128 degrees of dry heat.
Yeah. All right. Look at the time. Yeah. Come on. We got to talk about
all right,
corruption.
So what's going on? So Kerry files the lawsuit, but what you're saying is there's a lot of meat that's not on her bone.
Oh yeah. And I've been saying this.
All right.
Okay. Hang on. But first I want to let everybody know there's two other lawsuits. Okay. There's two other lawsuits and yeah. I just saw the update. So Fincham filed a election contest also. I haven't read through it to see what he pulls out. And then Sonny Borelli, who's a senator, he filed a lawsuit. Okay, so there's two other lawsuits. Okay. So it's not just Lake. Again, remember everybody, the election issues, the election fraud, the election malfeasance and maladministration has nothing to do with the candidates. It's you. You got hosed. You got screwed. It has nothing to do with the candidate. They, for the most part, except for these couple that I've mentioned, technically they've all really moved on anyway, okay? Because they're going to have good lives and they'll have money. Don't worry about them. You're the one that's going to take it. Well, you are already taking it. All right, so as far as Kerry Lake really focuses on the signatures, which is great, but that's 2020 also, okay? So when you're filing these things, there's certain things that they have to really prove. Like, they have to go overboard and prove because it's not just black and white, you would think, as a normal people. Hey, listen, you guys didn't follow the procedures. You made up your own rules, et cetera, et cetera. I'm disappointed there's not a lot of procedural issues that were not in there that are huge things. Just the fact that in the procedures, it states, as I mentioned before with you guys, if you have a malfunctioning machine, you must immediately repair or replace. Okay, so then you have a huge, this thing going on all day, that should have been one of the number one things, right?
Right.
There. 15
right.
minutes in, you can't certify. The other thing too that's interesting that's not in there, you know, you've got the original letter that the AG wrote and they brought certain points up that were in there.
Okay.
That's not mentioned. Then you have the 23 page, and these are, I know it sounds like a lot of information for people, but you literally, you need to read these things, and it's not an actual, believe it or not, it's not a boring read because you read through and you can't believe it. And you also, if you're not here in Arizona or even if you're not in Mayor Corruption County and you're in other places or you're other parts of the country, you're going to read through and go, that happened in mine. Or wait a second, that kind of sounds like happened because it's so much bigger than Mayor Corruption County. It's so much bigger than just Kerry Lake. Again, remember, no false idols, right? We've got to stop putting people on the pedestal. So this 23-page report from
you
the
mean
attorney,
like superhero cards? Sorry, I'm not going to get off track. I'm just going to go ahead.
Or the royals that you were just talking about in your last segment.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys got to stop that, right? Focus on that. There you go. There you go, right?
But
you focus
but
on that, then maybe we can turn this upside right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All we were doing was, that's why I closed it by talking about the importance of traditional values.
I don't even get me started on the queen. Okay, don't even get me started on the
go
demon
ahead.
Queen.
Okay. Just, all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
So and then there's the 23 page report from the roving attorneys, which actually I'm impressed that they put this together.
Now, who are the roving attorneys? What do you mean by that?
The roving attorneys, what they did is they had attorneys that were going to various sites to talk to the people that work there, whether they were the clerks, the judges, the inspectors, and get their information as to what was happening.
These are Kerry's attorneys that were going roving.
These were Republican party attorneys.
Party attorneys.
Harmony Dillon was leading this up, and Clinton Mitchell, that's the one good thing that they did.
Okay.
So I give them credit. I'll give people credit.
Props.
I will throw you under the bus in a second when you deserve it.
Okay.
Right? But I'll give people credit where it's
I was crawling out from under the bus just a minute ago, so I was trying to figure out
that's right.
the heck was going on. Yeah. I got hit by something.
And I'll run it, and I put it in reverse, and I back up.
Yeah,
and
that's really not very nice, because I got hit by a car, so stop it. Right. Tired of this.
So I trigger you, then I trigger you.
Flashbacks.
Okay. So
you put me in a debacle.
Debacle.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's even more information, in here. But here, this is the thing that is key too. There's so many layers to all of the fraud. I wish they would have listed everything. Because then that way it could be, it'll be more of a focal point. Even if the judge, and let's just say that there's certain statutes or certain layers that you have to address to try to really get it, uncertified or, annulled or,
so you can have a new election. I mean, that's the goal. The goal here is it needs to be redone.
There's two avenues for this, right? And I'm talking behind the scenes people, so I have to be careful what I say.
Okay.
So, ideally you want them to decertify the election.
Right.
And redo it.
Right.
Because that would make sense because it is so convoluted
yes.
and there's so many layers, right?
Yes.
But it sounds like it would be like a kind of a compromise, but it sounds more like a cluster F at the same time.
Okay.
That they would.
A FUBAR.
And then some. So it sounds like perhaps it would be more like decertifying Mayor Corruption County, removing the results from Mayor Corruption County, and then going with what the rest of the state said. So actually just like taking Maricopa out, which is the largest county in the whole state, which a majority of the people are here, 65 or so percent.
Right.
So take out Maricopa, Mayor Corruption, poof, and then go with the results for the rest. But then if you do that, the main people that are on our side, I don't care which side wins at this point. I want it to be fair. I want it to be done the right way, right? But we know which direction that's going to end up. So then you get your Finchams that win. You got your Kerry Lake wins, blah, blah, blah. But then you still have all the local stuff in Mayor Corruption County that you have to have another election for that. So technically, how's that any better than redoing that election? So it's a matter of, are you going to redo the state or are you just going to take Maricopa out? So who knows which way it's going to be. Either way, the ideal thing is just to redo the whole thing.
All right.
Or at least redo it.
Let me ask you this. And I know you're not an attorney, but you've been talking to attorneys, but let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is part of the strategy for having left some of this out, just asking, that if you get a judge and the judge is going down the list of evidence and the judge comes across a couple of these things and says, this is too much or this is outside of the scope or this changes the direction of the suit or whatever. And now he uses that. It's like, you know, I did this subrogation stuff. And when you're fighting an insurance company to try to get paid, you basically got to jam their contract down their throat and say, right, you can't, and you got to make sure you stay. And they want to take you off.
You gotta stay like this.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
They want to take you outside the lanes and they want to, you know, da da da, and they want to force you and say, you went outside the lane. Sorry. Denied. Denied.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from my attorneys, and it's the same thing with a deposition. Don't say anything. If they ask you what color the house is, the answer is blue. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk about the white window frames. You don't talk. The house is blue. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my question is, is there some of this that would be added at some point later in the case as addendums, like when, like during the trial, they would say, oh, and here's, you know, Your Honor, I'd like to enter this as evidence, and then you ask questions about the evidence that you just presented. Or does it actually need to be brought in right now?
Yes and no, right?
Okay.
So let's go with both.
Okay.
So so part of it is that, but I just also think based on my conversations with them, they didn't want to go down some roads that are blatantly right there in your face.
Okay.
Because they didn't think that should be, I mean, like, I'm hardcore procedures, which, like you said, I'm taking their own words and their own rules and shoving it right where the sun don't shine.
Well, and just saying, this is what they're, well, because it seems to me, and we're going to run out of time, and that's okay. But listen, folks, Michelle is on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. She is going to be going through this. I know she'll take a little, well, actually next week there'll be a break because the network is taking a break because they're upgrading, which is awesome.
But this weekend, I'm going through everything.
Yeah, but she's going to be hitting it. So, go to savemyfreedom.us to get updates on all of this. Savemyfreedom.us will give you the updates and the action. You need to take action. Okay.
Yeah. And then we're
I got
finishing
it. Yeah.
Up.
Savemyfreedom.us. It's on here, hon. It's on
here.
Right.
We're finishing up the Act for America campaign on what the next action is, because next Tuesday and Wednesday is trial for Carrie Lake. Lake's trial is next week, so we're going to cover that.
Savemyfreedom.us and tune in next Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And tonight. Running in TV tonight.
Savemyfreedom.us.
Savemyfreedom.us. Michelle Swinnick. Michelle, thanks. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. I'll check it out. Paying attention to what's going on.
You're off all next week?
I am. I'm off next week and the week after. I'm taking two weeks.
So this is the 2 weeks.
I'm taking the Christmas week and the New Year's week. I need it. I'll be back though. I'm not done. Hour number three coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a 4-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.